Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. With a title like A Tale of Two Cities, you might be thinking the sermon's going to be about the Charles Dickens novel, or maybe a travelogue on London and Paris. I have to say, have no fear, because I've never been to either place. However, the text today from the 17th chapter of Acts is a virtual tour to us of two cities in Macedonia, that is, in the northern part of Greece, at the time of the New Testament. These two cities are as different as the cities in the Dickens novel. In London, the people wanted to hear the truth of what was going on in the French Revolution, but in Paris, you could get the guillotine for even speaking of it. The cities of our sermon are Thessalonica and Berea. Thessalonica is a place where Paul preached the gospel, explaining why Christ had to die on the cross for the sins of all, and rose again from the dead, so that we would know that it is true. Now, there were a few people when they heard Paul's sermons for 3 weeks in a row who did believe, but they were the minority. Most of the people, it seems, rose up and became angry and started a riot. Now, a riot is a terrifying thing. You remember the violence of the race riots in the 1960s? And surely the younger people here will remember the terrorism out in California at the time of the Rodney King riots. We see scenes like this in the Middle East today. Well, the crowd in Thessalonica even fingered Paul's host, a man by the name of Jason, who was so kind as to open his home to a stranger like Paul, who was visiting from out of town. He was dragged through the streets during this riot, and if it hadn't been for the elders of the city, he surely would have been torn to pieces. This is the attitude in the city of Thessalonica when Paul came to preach. Now, friends, contrast that with what we read about the people in the city of Berea. They were much more noble in character. They listened to the preaching of Paul. It incited them not to violence, but to want to hear more. They were eager to hear more. And so they couldn't wait until Saturday came to go to the synagogue to hear him preach. They wanted to hear him each day. And even some of the upper class of the city of Berea believed his message. Thessalonica and Berea. What a contrast. Even today, people react sometimes in these two ways. Some people protest any mention of the name of God in society, such as in the struggle over the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. Some call for the removal of the Ten Commandments from any public place. These people seem to me as modern-day Thessalonians. They apparently don't want to be reminded of the possibility of a supreme being who will hold them accountable for their works and their life and how they live it. So they fight against God's word, even slandering the church and Christians. You've heard it. They call us homophobic, and they call us hateful because we do not agree that it doesn't matter how you live your life, just choose a way and it'll all be okay in the end. We believe in certain morals that never change, that have been building blocks in the history of our society, which today are gradually eroding away. And that concerns us. But there are other spirits today, much more like the Bereans. These people are interested in hearing what God has to say. The Bereans of Paul's day were remembered for the fact that when they heard him preach, they went to the scriptures to search out what he said and see that it was true and in agreement with what God had already spoken. Why, there's even a bookstore in our town named after the Bereans, isn't there? For all time, throughout the history of the world, the people of that congregation in Berea will be remembered as people who studied the Bible. So I ask you this morning, what kind of person are you more like? A citizen of Thessalonica or of Berea? Are you interested in what God wants to teach you through His Word? Do you search the Scriptures because you are hungry for the great truths about who Jesus is and what He has done for you? Do you find yourself unable to hear enough about how the Lord grieved over your broken condition, so much that He sent His only one and only Son to be your Savior? Or are you like those people in Thessalonica, suspicious of ulterior motives of preachers and churches, only wanting to hear the minimum 10-minute sermon? Is your Bible gathering dust? Do you even know where it's at? While you read the newspapers and magazines and novels about everything except your greatest need? Do you lack a hunger to hear more of what God has to say? Do you turn it away when He reminds you that you are broken and unable to repair yourself, unworthy of any special divine treatment, and needing the regeneration that only the blood of Jesus can give? If so, I have a cure for you, a cure for the Thessalonian in you. And this is my advice today. Go to a funeral. Go there. And as you sit there and see the casket of the deceased for the last time, imagine yourself being in that casket. Smell the flowers and see the weeping eyes. And look ahead to the time when it is you that they are saying goodbye to. Think about where you will be headed. The Thessalonian wants to live this life without the true God. And so he or she will have to face death without the help of God. He will have to face the great judge of the world without any attorney to speak for him. He will have to stand silent on the list of all his offenses, and including that great list of things that he or she didn't even know he did wrong, or the things he could have done but didn't do. It's read. And the verdict is pronounced guilty, and the sentence is served of eternal punishment. The Berean, however, is spared all of this. He has already been judged and found innocent, not because he's never offended his Creator, but because his Savior has already borne his sentence for him, and that was given the moment he believed. Today's gospel reading that we heard is a great comfort to the Berean Christian. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and I am going there to prepare a place for you." This is a promise, not just from another man, but a promise from the man who is God himself. And we can depend on these words because the one who spoke them went to his grave for us and rose again from the dead so that we would know the truth of his words. Friends in Christ, our faith is no fairy tale religion. People saw Jesus rise from the dead. They touched him. They ate with him at the table. The eyewitnesses to his resurrection testified publicly to what they saw and what they heard. They wrote down the facts so that we could read them and we could believe them. No, you are not a fool to believe in what the Scriptures say. Rather, you are only foolish if you ignore them. Friends of Christ, we are the people of Berea. We meet here each week to search the Scriptures and hear what they have to say of Christ. And it brings great joy to our hearts, doesn't it? To hear that no matter what we suffer in this world, Jesus has prepared a home for us in heaven. No matter what hardships we suffer, like the violence that the apostles met in places like Thessalonica, our God will be with us and he will rescue us from every evil of body and soul. What joy there is being a Christian. Our joy only increases when we, like those ancient Bereans, open the scriptures and open ourselves to all that Jesus would teach us. This day is a special day because there are several people who have met with me on Monday nights for the past several months. And we have searched the scriptures together in our adult confirmation class. These people are here today, and I invite those who would be newly confirmed to come forward at this time, and their spouses or friends who attend the class with them may come forward with them.